company for just $9.99. Find even more Big and Tall styles at jcp.com. Hurry, and Sunday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 8/17, 8/20 on select items in store and at jcp.com. Levi's and some other brands excluded from coupon. See them refers to the time period from 8/13 to 9/4. See store at jcp.com for details.
Keselowski eyes the future.
The reality is I can only be a race car driver for so long.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike Bagley. Join me every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. This one-hour interactive show takes you beyond the typical storylines in NASCAR with the stars of the sport.
The celebration's been fun. I mean, afterwards, I guess I didn't leave the track until my 1:30, so I caught it with my crew of them in South Beach.
NASCAR Live also gives you in-depth analysis with MRN's top personalities.
Because for me, the decisive moment of this championship was when...
Check it out. NASCAR Live this Tuesday night at 7 Eastern on the Motor Racing Network.
I'm Steve Letarte, STP auto expert and former crew chief. I know what it takes to keep engines performing at their best. STP's latest breakthrough additive, STP Ultra 5-in-1 plus fuel system cleaner plus fuel stabilizer, delivers three times the amount of cleaning agents versus premium gasoline and helps keep fuel fresh during storage. For over 60 years, STP has been on the cutting edge developing products to help engines run better, longer.
One bottle contains three times by weight the amount of cleaning agents compared to 20 gallons of the leading premium gasoline.
When Brad Keselowski said yesterday he plans to close his truck team after the season, he said it was to build a sustainable business outside of motorsports that could help him be a team owner at the highest level down the road. Today, he said the financial model in the truck series wasn't much of a factor.
There were a lot of decisions that went into there. It wasn't really one reason, but certainly at some point every business needs to, you know, have some profitability. But, you know, I never went into it expecting to make money, so I can't really blame that.
There's more at MRN.com on that, as well as today's announcement that JTG Doherty Racing has signed Chris Buescher to a multi-year deal. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Welcome back in. It is an August 18th edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show and the KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire out and about once again at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. You've still got an hour to join us. Walk in the door, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. Derek has some great prizes for you. We got rid of the one from the Iowa lottery, though. I think someone was anxious to try to win that $535 million estimated jackpot, which is on the line tomorrow during the Powerball drawing. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com sitting in with me tonight on 106.3 and 107.5 FM, 1600 AM all across eastern Iowa. I don't know if you caught the interview that Alex and I did with Royce Lewis earlier in the week, the number one overall pick in the Major League Baseball draft this past June. But he took his entire signing bonus, just shy of $7 million, put it all in a trust. He's living off the $850 a month that he makes from the Minnesota Twins as a run-of-the-mill random minor leaguer. He wouldn't even buy himself a $250 PlayStation 4. He didn't want to waste any of the money. If you got $535 million, which the bulk payout cash prize, $340 million, and then obviously taxes and all of that stuff, you'd splurge for something, right?
Yeah, I would definitely go with the bulk payout because I don't know how long I'm going to be around. So I'd definitely go for the lump sum. Yes, and I would splurge.
Probably something a little bit more expensive than a PlayStation 4, too, right?
I'd get rid of the minivan.
Minivan. I like the stickers on the window, though.
I got some stickers on the window.
Derek Jeter's going to have to deal with that coming up soon. He and his wife, Hannah Davis, had their first baby this morning, a little girl, so... He buys the Marlins. He's a new father. He's Derek Jeter. He's got everything going for him.
He doesn't have a mini. You don't think he gets a minivan, though,
yeah,
do you?
Jeets ain't rolling in a minivan. It is Friday, the 6 o'clock hour. We'll kick it off with Love It or Leave It.
If you don't love it, leave it. Let the song that I'm singing be a warning.
Two choices, one answer.
We either love it or we leave it.
It's okay. Ricky gave us permission to do this.
So we want to make sure moving forward that we have the okay to call that segment Love It or Leave It. Since you're sort of the owner.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Fine with that.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Number one.
Being PJ Fleck.
I'm going to love this. If you've been listening to the program the last couple days, I've talked about the PJ Fleck mini-series, if you want to refer to it as that. It's running on ESPNU right now. Four parts. It's wrapping up this week, but it's a good look inside of a rival program that I think a lot of Hawkeye fans would certainly be interested in, because if PJ Fleck can keep Minnesota winning football games, it makes life awfully tough for Kirk Ferentz in Iowa and the Western Division in the Big Ten. It really is a fascinating look into the behind-the-scenes operations of a Big Ten football program, and you really get to see some of the things that make PJ Fleck tick. He is going to be, I think, a very polarizing figure, and Alex and I talked about this a little bit earlier in the week, and I think maybe you would agree with me here. In Matt Campbell at Iowa State and PJ Fleck at Minnesota, you now have two of Iowa's bigger rivals with coaches who are not afraid to poke the hornet's nest, and a rather vocal offensive coordinator in Iowa City who's not afraid to poke back. This could be new heights to this rivalry.
Number two.
Yawkey Way.
I was listening to the show yesterday, and I know you guys talked about this a little bit, and certainly a big story out of Boston, where owner John Henry would like to change the name of Yawkey Way, which is one of the main streets outside of Fenway Park.
Their version of Melrose, basically, right outside the stadium.
Have you been to Fenway?
I have. It was in February. It wasn't during a game, but I understand it's a great atmosphere on game day.
Yes, it's a tremendous atmosphere, and it's a franchise with a lot of history. Unfortunately, some of that history from their previous owner is not good. He was, Tom Yawkey was a well-known racist. He was the last owner to integrate his team when he, I believe, Pumpsy Green was the guy that they brought up in 1959.
12 years after Jackie Robinson,
and we're still seeing stuff there and hearing about stuff with Adam Jones, the Orioles center fielder, saying he had to deal with racist epithets being thrown at him this year. And that's just, when you look at baseball and you look at, it is a melting pot. There are players from all over the world, more than any other sport that we have in this country. And to have a connection to a guy who was against that, who failed to integrate his franchise, I think it's a perfect time to do something like this in the light of what's going on socially in our country. And there are plenty of other things that they could name that. I don't know as I'd name it Big Poppy Way or David Ortiz Way or something like that, but something better than Yawkey Way, which brings to mind a really unfortunate and seedy past of that franchise.
Number three.
Representing the USA.
The Iowa baseball team is getting ready to do just that in Taiwan. Their first game tomorrow against a team of Mexican nationals at the World University Games. And this isn't actual Team USA, the baseball program, but it's Iowa representing the United States. And they still get to wear a jersey that, instead of having the Tiger Hawk and black and gold on it, has the red, white, and blue of the USA. And I've talked to a number of guys over the years, Royce Lewis being one of them, who has worn Team USA jerseys. He was on the 15 and under and 16 and under teams during his time in the Team USA program. And again, separate teams here, but everybody that I've talked to says that this is one of the highlights of their baseball careers, is being able to put on a uniform and represent not just your school, but your country. And this is a really great opportunity. I'm glad that it sort of fell into Rick Heller's lap, and that the Hawkeyes were able to do this trip. Now, they went to the Dominican last year in the winter, and that sort of set the tone for the season to come. Rick talked to us a week and a half ago on the program and said he's probably not going to get the same results from this trip, but it is an opportunity for some of the younger guys to go and start building a little bit of chemistry. I think they've got about a 23-man roster, so they were limited on the number of kids that they could take with them. But the Hawkeyes will get things going tomorrow against Team Mexico, and I can't imagine what it must be like for some of those guys to put on a Team USA jersey. Just a really cool opportunity and another feather in Iowa baseball's cap, and, yeah, probably something that's going to benefit them on the recruiting trail as well. So I love that.
Number four.
Kevin Durant.
Yeah, Kevin has had a busy week, and if you feel like I'm hitting social issues here that are related to sports, you're on to something. I'm told to stick to sports all the time on Twitter, so it's nice to be able to talk about these type of things. But in addition to having an opinion on the Odell Beckham fantasy auction controversy and making fun of my New York Knicks and their plight right now is just a franchise in disarray, he came out and said this week that if invited to the White House, if the Golden State Warriors are invited to the White House to celebrate their championship, he will not go because he does not agree with quite a bit of what Donald Trump is about as a president. And I do love this. This is certainly his right. I'm a little older, and I remember, you know, when Muhammad Ali came out and was somebody who spoke out about social injustice, similar with, I remember, you know, John Carlos, and who was the other guy? Tommy Harris, right?
Yeah, I think in the Olympics in 68.
It just seemed like that was a time, and I know the 60s were a little bit more volatile, but it feels like we're getting into that a lot. If you look at what's going on around our country right now in terms of these protests and counter-protests and things like that, it's as volatile as it's ever been. And I think there's a place for athletes to step up and speak out and be part of that. And I know that's the rally cry on a lot of social media is to stick to sports, but I don't want these guys to stick to sports. They have a platform, and if they feel like they can use it for good, I say all the more power to them. So I love that.
Number five.
Where in the world is Kamio Tongamoa?
Tongamoa, yeah.
I haven't had to say that word. So.
Well, you know, I have a feeling that he may or may not factor into that Week 2 showdown in Ames with the Hawkeyes. At least Cyclone fans would like him to. He is the JUCO transfer on the defensive line that a lot of Iowa State fans and I think Matt Campbell and his coaching staff were really hoping would be loaded for bear from day one this season. Unfortunately, he's had some NCAA clearinghouse issues, still waiting to be cleared with his paperwork as far as classes go. Now, Matt Campbell did say today that Tongamoa should be on campus no later than next Wednesday. Now, classes start on Monday, so you've got to think that him showing up this late in camp is going to slow his development a little bit, even though he's a JUCO guy and should be able to get on the field a little bit quicker than if he were a true freshman. This is a kid, over 80 tackles last year in the JUCO ranks, number 28 junior college player according to 247sports.com. And as Rob mentioned earlier in the program, when you looked at Iowa State last year, that defensive line was a little bit of an issue. And they've made moves. Ray Lima also coming in as a JUCO transfer. Matt Campbell's really tried to shore things up this year, and Kamio Tongamoa is going to be a big part of that. But don't expect early returns here because he is a little bit behind the eight ball. Where is he? I couldn't tell you, but I can tell you he's going to be in Ames by next Wednesday, according to Matt Campbell. And if you're an Iowa State fan, that's got to bring a smile to your face. So I love it.
Number six.
I'm sensing a theme here. Chris Long and Malcolm Jenkins.
I warned people that I was going social here. And for those that didn't see this last night, Philadelphia Eagles safety Malcolm Jenkins has been one who has stood with his fist raised in the air during the national anthem this preseason. And his teammate Chris Long, a defensive end, stood with his hand on him. I guess it was on his shoulder. I haven't seen pictures of this. I've just read about it now that I think about it, in support of Malcolm Jenkins. And this is something that I, again, to people's surprise, I'm sure, that I love, that, you know, I get where people are coming from when they feel like patriotism or the national anthem is being, it's a slight on the military and history and things like that. But again, in this time, you know, in this day and age where there's so many social discussions going on right now, and Chris Long is from Charlottesville. He grew up in Charlottesville, Virginia. So he certainly has an understanding of what's going on here. And I think it's great. I think it's great he's supporting, because this shouldn't be about color. This country shouldn't be divided by color, religion, any of those other things. And again, as I said in the previous comments with Kevin Durant, if athletes have the ability to step up and, you know, unify, that's a good thing, because it seems more and more that the country's becoming more divided. And I think sports is something that brings us all together. So if that could shed some light on some of these social issues, that's a good thing, and I love it.
Number 7.
That would be the Dodgers.
The Dodgers. Unfortunately, as a Cubs fan, I'm going to love the Dodgers right now. They are treading perilously close to 1998 Yankees territory, 85-34. They have a 19-game lead on the Diamondbacks and Rockies in the National League West. And how good is that 19-game lead? If the season ended today, the Diamondbacks and the Rockies would be in the postseason. They have a 19-game lead on two teams that would be in the postseason. The Dodgers are doing all of this right now without Clayton Kershaw, who remains on the disabled list. They're doing it with Kenta Maeda, who, if he throws more than 3.5 innings on a good day, you're getting something out of him. This has been really fun to watch. If you stay up late enough to do it, those West Coast games, and Vin Scully isn't on anymore on the call, so people probably may not be watching or listening to the Dodgers as much as they used to be. However, Joe Davis is a really good young announcer, and the Dodgers made a really good call in turning to him as the replacement for Vin Scully. That being said, and I remind our good friend John Bonenkamp of the Burlington Hawkeye this all the time, the 2001 Seattle Mariners don't have any World Series rings. Nope. You can win all the games you want during the regular season, and if you don't show up in the postseason, it's all for naught. But right now, the Dodgers look very poised to make a deep run into October. And something for me as a kid, I go back to 1988 and really the first World Series that I have really deep memories of. I remember 86 and 87 a little bit, but 88, I remember sitting in front of the TV watching Kirk Gibson hit that home run off of Dennis Eckersley. And there's just something about the Dodgers in October that, as a baseball fan, kind of piques my interest. Even though I'm a Cubs fan, I love them right now. We'll see what they do the rest of the way.
Number 8.
Speaking of baseball, the Marlins home run sculpture.
Yeah, I'm going to get off the social train right now and go to the ugly train, which is this monument that they built.
It's art.
Yeah, they say it's art, and it does capture Miami. I lived in South Florida for a brief period of time, and I've got this picture up on my computer right now. And I get the Art Deco, Miami, kind of carefree type of way, but this thing is just an eyesore in the middle of the outfield, and Derek Jeter and his ownership group would like to remove it. And I don't know. I'm gonna leave this one. I think it's hard enough to get the people in Miami to buy into baseball. It's a football area, college football, pro football. They really only support the baseball team when it's doing well, and it just seems like, you know, Jeffrey Loria, whenever he gets the chance to sell off parts, he does that. So I think this is part of what they are down there, this ugly thing in center field. And having lived down there, I think fans probably like it. So I would stick with it. I think if you're Jeter and the boys, you come in kind of slow and rebuild this thing baseball-wise and rebuild it and get a winner. But I would leave the statue. I'm going to leave it.
Number 9.
The boys and girls are back in town.
Yeah, it was move-in week at the University of Iowa. Classes start on Monday, and You were mentioning this to me earlier today. You got caught in a little traffic on your commute from the other side of town over to Coach's Corner because the kids are back in town. And there's just something about a college town when the college kids are around. There's good and bad with that. You can't just go downtown on a Thursday or Friday night and walk in someplace and have a nice quiet dinner. The crowds are back, and it's a little bit harder to get around town. But I've lived in or around Iowa City now for almost 20 years, and I absolutely love this place when school is in session. There's just something about having young college kids around that make you feel maybe a little bit younger than you actually are. And you know, neither one of us are spring chickens anymore. You mentioned getting ready to turn 50, and I'm helping plan my 20th high school reunion next summer, so I need all the help I can get when it comes to feeling young. But the fact that the students are back in a college town like Iowa City, it's a really unique feeling. I got to love it.
Number 10.
Nick Saban.
Yes, Mr. Happy. Of college football yesterday decided to take an innocuous question about one of his players who we later said is doing a nice job and use it as a chance to kind of make fun of and rip preseason predictions and, you know, hype and all that other stuff. But I'm going to leave this, and I know college coaches hate the hype. They hate the preseason magazines. They hate preseason polls, and I get that, but I think if you're smart enough, you put those things in perspective and understand that it's not written in stone. It's just a fun thing for fans and media to kind of interact with and get themselves ready for the season, and I don't think there's any harm in that. Nobody's deciding a national championship based on that or who's an All-American. You know, it's just a way to engage, and it brings attention to your sport. It's a reason that Nick Saban, I pulled down the screen thing now, but I think he makes $7 million a year. The reason that it's so popular is people take part in things like these and look forward to preseason watch lists and, you know, preseason All-American teams and the preseason polls and who's going to do what. It's a fun thing, and as usual for Nick Saban, he wants to rain on other people's fun, and he's a curmudgeon, and I'm going to leave it.
If you don't love it, leave it.
And that'll do it for a Friday staple, Love It or Leave It, 6:25. The Coach's Corner Sports Pub, the host site for another edition of the KGYM Road Trip, driven by Linder Tire. Don't forget, you can still vote in our poll question at KGYMradio.com today. Will Penn State's James Franklin still be coaching in Happy Valley at the end of his contract? He got a 6-year extension today. It's going to make him a very wealthy man. Actually, it's going to make him a wealthier man. He was already well compensated. Is he still coaching at the end of the 6-year contract? Yes or no? Emil's Hideaway is on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot in Cedar Rapids. Stop on in and tell him that you heard about him on the Todd Brummelkamp Show. It's 6:26. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll check in on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids at the KGYM studios. Kyle's going to have another Midwest One Bank big board update for you after this.
For the all-new McGrath Volkswagen of Marion, here is Pat McGrath.
When we had the opportunity to add Volkswagen to the McGrath family of dealerships, we didn't hesitate for a moment. With the high level of performance and dollar-for-dollar value in every Volkswagen, we were meeting the needs of drivers who appreciate the exceptional. And that's the beauty of Volkswagen.
Performance and value are yours at the all-new McGrath Volkswagen of Marion. But for Pat McGrath, Volkswagen is more than just a vehicle.
We love Volkswagen because so many people have enjoyed a Volkswagen moment. A road trip in a microbus, seeing how many you could cram into a Beetle, Volkswagen is fun. Take a test drive at either McGrath Volkswagen location and you'll love it too.
The all-new McGrath Volkswagen of Marion, the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and 7th Avenue.
Dollar for dollar, Volkswagen delivers great value. And as you have for 65 years, count on us for a great ownership experience. McGrath Volkswagen of Marion, online, McGrathAuto.com.
I said we got your game. Dave Austed here from Austed's Golf. You've been waiting to buy that new driver or golf shirt till it goes on sale, right? Well, wait no more. Austed's end of summer clearance sale is on now. Savings up to 60% on brands you want at the lowest prices of the year. Have our award-winning club fitters get you in the right equipment, regardless of the price. Shop Austed's now for our end of summer sale and save up to 60% store-wide and online at Austed's.com. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Welcome back. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show coming to you from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. The KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire on all three frequencies, 106.3 FM here in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on the historic Main Gym, 1600 AM. Cardinals and Pirates underway right now. The game is tied at one apiece.
Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
The actual football that will be played in the NFL may take a backseat to the demonstrations that will be held before each game. Could go on all year. That's sort of how it feels right now, isn't it? I'm not saying it's good. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it is.
And 57.
Last night in Philly, the Eagles' Malcolm Jenkins stood during the anthem with his right fist over his head. His teammate Chris Long had his arm across Jenkins' back the entire time in a show of support. Said after the game, he understood the argument that the message black athletes are trying to send could be made stronger and clearer with support from white athletes. Thus, Chris Long stood in solidarity. It was a moving scene and one that we'll likely continue to see as long as there's a need to see it. Sure, we'll talk wins and losses, overachievers and underachievers, hot seats and MVPs, but we'll also continue to watch athletes using their strong voices and grand platforms to represent millions of Americans in delivering a message because, after all, football isn't life and death, it's a game, and sometimes it's okay for real life to get in the way. In 60 seconds, I'm not buying it. You think they are?
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000 mile mark. And right now, you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and an STP filter for just $23.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Guys, get to JCPenney today for Levi's lowest prices of the season. Like Levi's 514 straight fit for $39.99 and 511 slim fit for $41.99. Or save an extra 15% with coupon on deals like select Henley shirts from the Foundry Big and Tall Supply Company for just $9.99. Find even more big and tall styles at JCP.com. Hurry, and Sunday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 8/17, 8/20 on select items in store and at JCP.com. Levi's and some other brands excluded from coupon. Season refers to the time period from 8/13 to 9/4. See store at JCP.com for details.
P.J. Fleck could make you think Minnesota will win the Big Ten this season. Listen to the man. His energy, his positivity, off the charts. He could sell you anything. But I'm not sure how the Gophers head coach plans to sell this to the two quarterbacks battling to be the team's starter. He says of Connor Rhoda and Demaryius Croft, quote, they're both the starter. Basically, they're tied in his mind through practice so far. Neither's jumped in front of the other, so they're both the starter. Does that work? Are Connor and Demery calling their parents and shouting, I'm the starter, I got the job, Mom? August 31st against Buffalo, are they both going to run out and take the snap? No, there aren't two starting quarterbacks. PJ, love you. Love your energy, your passion, your enthusiasm for the Gophers, but nobody's biting on this one. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
As another Midwest One Bank Big Board update, Midwest One proud to once again present Fry Fest this September 1st in Coralville.
The Iowa wrestling program secured a transfer from former Cyclone Pat Downey today. He's an All-American who earned an 18-4 record in his 2 years in Ames, but was dismissed from the program in February. Downey has to finish his degree at Iowa State before he can compete for Iowa, and he plans to do so with online classes while competing in freestyle tournaments. High school football in the area got started last night with a couple of Week 0 games. Lone Tree beat Central City 26-18 and HLV beat Waco 67-20. There are more games tonight, including Springville and West Central. Recently promoted former Colonel Clark Beaker was named a Midwest League postseason All-Star today, making the team as one of two right-handed starters. The Colonels also made a roster move yesterday, activating third baseman Travis Blankenhorn off the 7-day DL, but also placing infielder Amaris Minier on the 7-day DL. They also beat the Burlington Bees 8-0 in the series finale. Royce Lewis was 2-for-5 with an RBI. Aaron Whitefield was 3-for-5 with 3 RBIs. They're back home tonight, beginning a 4-game series with the Beloit Snappers. It's going to be Anthony Marzi on the hill. That game's getting ready to start in just a few minutes. We've also got the Twins for you tonight. They split a doubleheader with the Indians yesterday and are set to begin a 3-game series with the Diamondbacks tonight. They've got Irvin Santana taking on Zach Godley, and it's going to start at 7:10, and you can hear it after our show on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
Zach Godley is not going to win a Cy Young Award anytime soon, but he's pitching very well for the Arizona Diamondbacks. That's Zach Godley, who at one point in time was a member of the Chicago Cubs farm system. I think he may have gone to Arizona in the Wellington Castillo deal. Can't remember if they packaged him in that or whether that was a separate deal. And I spend too much time dwelling on guys who used to be in the Cubs farm system, like Josh Donaldson, who was at Wrigley Field today.
The Mets traded Nolan Ryan.
The Mets traded Nolan Ryan. There is a
I still haven't gotten over it.
There's a comeback for everything. Josh Donaldson, no reception for him today, the former Cubs draft pick, but they booed Miguel Montero today at Wrigley Field, his return to the team. That kind of bothers me a little bit. He was a major part of that run to the World Series last year. I don't know if I've ever heard Wrigley Field louder than when he hit the home run against the Dodgers. I was in the car on the way back listening on the radio, and you could just tell that Wrigley was rocked to its very foundation when he launched that ball. Yeah, he didn't leave Chicago on the greatest of terms, getting into the verbal war, if you will, with Jake Arrieta. But I still thought maybe fans would welcome him back. Not everybody booed him today. There was a little bit of applause, but to those fans out there that booed Miguel Montero, that's kind of why people don't like Cubs fans. Because there's a segment of the fan base out there that acts the way that people did today. Cubs win, though, over the Blue Jays, as we mentioned, remaining in first place. And look, Miguel Montero wasn't a superstar. He's got his World Series ring out of it. And we'll see how the series plays out over the weekend. The Blue Jays are one of those teams that were a little bit disappointing this year. They're in last place in the American League East at 59-63. 3.5 games back in the wild card, though.
The wild card is crazy.
The wild card in the American League is outside of three teams. Absolutely insane. The White Sox are 15.5 back. Sorry, Scott Unash. Oakland is 9 games back, and Detroit is 8.5. After that, nobody is further out than 3 games from a wild card right now. Baltimore was criticized for making the Jeremy Hellickson deal before the trade deadline. The Orioles are only 3 games back. And if Kevin Gausman continues to pitch well and they continue to get some contributions, the Rays at 60-63, 3 games under 500, but they're only 3 games back from that second game wild card. And, of course, the Minnesota Twins, whom you'll hear tonight on 107.5 FM. The Twins are just 1 game back at 60-59. A nice end to that doubleheader last night against the Indians, a 4-2 win. Aaron Sleggers, the former Cedar Rapids Colonel and bathroom toilet plugger, pitching well, but getting vultured for the win in his Major League debut by his former AAA roommate in Rochester, Trevor Hildenberger, who was also a former Cedar Rapids Colonel. And Mitch Garver got the call today, the former catcher of the Colonels in 2014. So you're starting to see a lot of former Cedar Rapids minor leaguers matriculate to the big league team. Speaking of former Colonels, Clark Beaker today named a Midwest League postseason All-Star. The MVP of the league this year, Bo Bichette, the youngest, I think he's the youngest son. He's got a couple of them, but the son of Dante Bichette, the former Colorado Rockies slugger. And Vladimir Guerrero Jr., also a Midwest League postseason All-Star. Both of those guys have been promoted to Dunedin a couple weeks ago, but I didn't get a chance to see them when Lansing passed through Cedar Rapids because they were already gone. But that next wave of Major League talent, you're going to see some familiar names on the way. Bichette, Guerrero, maybe Royce Lewis, although his father never played in the Major Leagues. The number one overall pick in the draft in action tonight as the Colonels take it on the Beloit Snappers. A Z102.9 Mug Club night tonight. That game getting underway right now, but you've still got time to get out to the ballpark. $6 gets you your first 16-ounce beer of the night. Then in the refillable mug, it's just $3 for the remainder of the game. You can bring the mug back September 1st. Unfortunately, that's the last Mug Club night of the year. Cardinals, by the way, have taken a 5-1 lead on Pittsburgh. Looks like Matt Carpenter just hit a home run. So that National League Central race continues to be fun to watch here over the next 40-plus days. 6:38, we'll step aside, take a quick timeout. When we return to the Coach's Corner Sports Pub, we'll put the finishing touches on another edition of the KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show on 106.3 and 107.5 FM and 1600 AM KGYM Radio.
The Ford summer sales event is in full swing.
How does one tiny little human need all this stuff? Stroller, umbrella, buckets, shovels, blanket, changing table, jumpy gym, bouncy seat.
Okay, sweetie, can you open the back?
Sure. I'm not holding anything with my foot.
Hands-free foot-activated liftgate, optional on the 2017 Ford Escape, lets you load up without putting anything down.
Wait, isn't the jumpy gym and the bouncy seat the same thing?
Totally different.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford summer sales event. Hurry and get our hottest offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months on select Ford Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine.
My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Relationships are about give and take. He'll take the action flicks. You prefer the rom-com. When it comes to sleep, why settle? Introducing the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. The only bed smart enough to sense your movement and automatically adjust to both of you to help you stay comfortable all night. Does your bed do that? The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is part of our biggest sale of the year, where all beds are on sale. Plus, save an incredible 50% on the Labor Day Limited Edition bed. Ends soon. For more details and to find a store near you, go to sleepnumber.com.
Guys, get to JCPenney today for Levi's lowest prices of the season. Like Levi's 514 straight fit for $39.99 and 511 slim fit for $41.99. Or save an extra 15% with coupon on deals like select Henley shirts from the Foundry Big and Tall Supply Company for just $9.99. Find even more big and tall styles at jcp.com. Hurry, and Sunday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 8/17, 8/20 on select items in store and at jcp.com. Levi's and some other brands excluded from coupon. Season refers to the time period from 8/13 to 9/4. See store or jcp.com for details.
Welcome back. It is the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with our special co-pilot tonight, Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com. You can follow him on Twitter at RobHowHN. And Rob is going to be with us during football season on Fridays, and not just during the KGYM road trip here at Coach's Corner, but occasionally when we'll be in studio in Cedar Rapids as well. We'll be making some changes. The final hour on Friday, the 6 o'clock hour, going to be primarily Big Ten and Hawkeye related. We'll have some former Hawkeye football players with us as well as we sort of gear up for the next day's football game, and that's going to start next week, you said, right?
Yes. Sounds like if all goes well and the plan comes together, we'll have Scott Chandler with us from 6 to 7 next week.
One of those former players, not Pat Anger, but it sounds like he is going to be involved in the coaching staff for the Quad City Steam Wheelers. They've got a new indoor football team. It is a new indoor football team. The Steam Wheelers were really big when I was younger. They played at the Mark of the Quad Cities. This is, it's not the same league as the Cedar Rapids Titans play in. It's a different indoor football league, and it's not the old Arena Football League, which the Steam Wheelers were a part of. But Pat Angerer reportedly dipping his toes into the coaching waters. Would you want to make a mistake with Pat being your coach? Talking about, we were mentioning earlier coaches that maybe use some salty language on the sidelines. I have a feeling Pat probably fits the bill there.
He was. I went down last year to watch Cedar Rapids, Washington against Bettendorf. Took Alex down to watch the game. He was helping me out on the sidelines, shooting some video and photos. And Pat was helping them, volunteering with the Bettendorf High football team. So I wonder if they had to reel him in at all for that at that level, or
I imagine, you know what, those guys probably responded pretty well to Pat.
Yeah.
They probably
and
look up
got,
to him.
Aaron Campman helps at Solon. He helps with their defensive line at Solon. I know Matt Hughes was coaching at Clear Creek Amana. I think he's doing youth football now because his kids are getting older.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, we talked to Matt about a month ago, I think, mentioned that he was going to step aside from the high school run to take a little bit easier a time of coaching things so he could spend some more time with his family.
Marv Cook and Jason Dumont and Ed Hinkle over at Regina. A lot of guys give him back.
It's crazy how many guys stick around in the area and coach high school football. Not only former Iowa players, but guys that have some NFL ties as well. You mentioned Aaron Campman. I mean, that's... Can you imagine being a high school kid coached by Aaron Campman? I mean, that's pretty special. High school football getting ready to start up here. As a matter of fact, it is week zero. We mentioned yesterday Lone Tree, a couple teams in the area, HLV, were in action in eight-man football last night. We've got some KGYM Magnet schedules. If you want to stop into the coach's corner tonight and grab them, you'll know which games we're bringing your way on the South and North gyms this year. Scott Unash primarily calling the games on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, and our very own Alex Kuhn calling the games on 106.3 FM, the South Gym. Alex taking his final day of vacation before things get absolutely crazy and high school football returns. Now, speaking of getting absolutely crazy, I wanted to bring this up with you. We're talking about Derek Jeter and the Marlins home run statue. Not only is he now an owner of a baseball team, although I think he's only got about 2.2%, but he's going to run the day-to-day baseball operations. He's a new father. Derek Jeter and his wife, Hannah, had their baby girl today, and I was struck by a quote from Derek Jeter's sister who said that this is absolutely going to turn his world upside down, that he has no idea what it's going to take to be a parent to a child, that he is very regimented, that he's going to expect that the child just be potty trained on any given day and do things on his schedule. You and I are both fathers. He's in for a very rude awakening.
You don't really realize it when they tell you, and people will say, you know, it's life-changing. And you're like, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, of course it's life-changing. But until you get in it, you just don't know. But I don't know. He's Mr. Yankee, Mr. Perfect. I think he'll probably be a pretty good dad. And it'd be pretty cool to go to school and say, hey, yeah, my dad's Derek Jeter.
The quote from his sister, it's from the New York Post, so of course they're trying to make things as interesting as possible. Derek thinks that with a kid, today you're going to be potty trained. This is what you're going to eat and what times you're going to eat. That's just how he lives his life. It's going to rock his whole world.
I have a picture that I have on my desk at home. It's a picture of Alex and I. He's probably within the first couple months, but he didn't sleep worth a darn. So I was up through the night with him watching like crazy shows that are on at that hour, Night Stalker or whatever. And it's a picture that Catherine took of he and I just passed out on the couch. And that was the scene pretty much every night in my house. And each kid, Lila was, she had this witching hour from about 6:30 to 7 at night where she would just scream. And it's, you adjust to whatever they do.
I am really lucky my son sleeps through the night. As a matter of fact, I've got to hurry out of here because if I'm not home by 8 o'clock, he's probably already going to be out for the night. And then he'll wake up at 7:30, 8 o'clock the next morning. But he will occasionally scream out in the middle of the night, and then you have to go in and make sure that the pacifier is back in. But what we get in sleep, then we make up for in times when he's hungry. Because he is my child, after all, and when he is ready to eat, we're starting to make that transition from baby foods and formulas into some more solid foods because he's got 7 teeth now. And let's just say that he has taken to eating food like a fish takes to water. You cannot. The only thing, peas. He doesn't like peas, and I understand that that's a normal kid thing. Every other food, he eats things that I wouldn't touch. Guacamole. Not a big guacamole fan. He loves the stuff.
That's good.
Can't get enough of it. But all things considered, I think Derek Jeter's probably got
It's time for some straight talk. Those big wireless companies love to dangle a low price in front of you.
That's all you see on TV these days, all their so-called great deals.
But then, out of nowhere, they hit you with these activation charges and mystery fees.
That's a line drive right to the family jewel.
There you go, and it's not over. Then they nail you with data overages every month.
Good luck walking those off.
That's why you should just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. They have all the best phones from top brands for a whole lot less every month, and without all the mystery fees and overages.
Okay, but what's the coverage like?
Straight Talk uses the exact same 4G LTE wireless networks that the big guys do.
Sounds like it might be time to switch to Straight Talk.
Best phones, best networks for a whole lot less.
And you don't have to wear a cup.
Unlimited plans start at $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
With the AutoZone Rewards program, the parts and supplies you need come with a reward. So let's get excited and celebrate. Add a fist pump to that oil change. Whoop it up while you wash and wax. Finish that tune-up by giving yourself a high five. Because you're earning a $20 reward when you spend $20 five times. So sign up online or in-store. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Guys, get to JCPenney today for Levi's lowest prices of the season. Like Levi's 514 straight fit for $39.99 and 511 slim fit for $41.99. Or save an extra 15% with coupon on deals like select Henley shirts from the Foundry Big and Tall Supply Company for just $9.99. Find even more big and tall styles at jcp.com. Hurry, and Sunday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon valid 8/17, 8/20 on select items in store and at jcp.com. Levi's and some other brands excluded from coupon. Season refers to the time period from 8/13 to 9/4. See store or jcp.com for details.
Don't put off your paving project any longer. Cooler weather will be here sooner than you think. Pate Asphalt handles commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at pateasphalt.com.
Tomorrow, you, your family, and friends can all pitch in to make Cedar Rapids even more beautiful during the City of Cedar Rapids One Bag Challenge event. Just meet at the McGrath Amphitheater at 1:30. When you get there, you'll pick up your kit, divide into groups, and head around town to spiff things up. The first 50 people to pick up a kit get a free mini cooling towel. There'll be snacks and a group photo of all you do-gooders, too. This is a great way to show your kids how to make a positive impact on the community. Be part of the One Bag Challenge tomorrow. Get details at cleanupcr.com.
6:51, welcome back in. The final time we bring you back to the Coach's Corner Sports Pub tonight. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com sitting in for Alex Kuhn. Alex will be back with us on Monday. And who knows what we have in store next week. We're going to be talking with some former Hawkeyes who are now making their way in the NFL, nailing down some other interviews as well as we get ready for the start of the college football season. Hard to believe it's right around the corner. If you missed it earlier today, we caught up with Phil Steele, the college football guru himself, that interview. And the rest of the show itself will be available online at kgymradio.com shortly after the show is over tonight. Don't forget, vote in the poll question at kgymradio.com. Will Penn State's James Franklin still be the coach in Happy Valley in 2022? If you missed the news today, Penn State handing Franklin a six-year contract extension. He's going to now make $4.3 million this year. He gets a $300,000 retention bonus over the next 4 years. That bumps up to $500,000 in 2021 and a cool $1 million if he's still the coach in 2022. In 2022, if he's still the coach, he's going to make $7.25 million.
And hello, I think he's 45 now, so he'll just be getting into his 50s at that point.
I think you'd probably, maybe you and I are on the same boat here. I think you'd probably take an early retirement if
yes.
you were, if you got to 50 and you had that money in the bank, although who knows what the salaries are going to be by. Maybe he gets another raise between now and then. Certainly deserves it for getting Penn State to the Rose Bowl last year, although that is a tough life in the Big Ten East. You are going up head to toe with Ohio State every year. Harbaugh at Michigan. Mark D'Antonio can't possibly be perennially done at Michigan State. I think maybe last year was a little bit of a blip on the radar, although with the off-field issues sort of seeping over, maybe it is the end of the line for Mark D'Antonio, but Michigan and Ohio State are always going to be standing in your way there if you're Penn State, but they feel like they've got a good one in James Franklin, and they make a move to lock him up today, and I think that has a lot to do with what you and I saw earlier today, the Penn State Athletic Department taking in about $75 million last year, a $4.5 million improvement over the 2015 fiscal year. It's going to get to the point, and I know Iowa fans are always going to talk about Kirk Ferentz's salary, but it's going to get to the point where he's barely in the top half of the Big Ten coaching salaries if the salaries continue to escalate the way that they are right now.
Yeah, and they're in line with what coaches get to go to the NFL. It used to be that college was the stepping stone to the NFL, but these days there's no need to go to the NFL. You can coach in college and make as much, if not more, than what they're making in the NFL, and usually your career is longer. There's a much shorter leash in the NFL than there is in the NCAA.
It's 6:55. We need to check in one last time on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids with our producer, Kyle Mann. He's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, once again, the presenting sponsor for this year's Fry Fest.
The Iowa wrestling program secured a transfer from former Cyclone Pat Downey today. He's an All-American who earned an 18-4 record in his 2 years in Ames, but was dismissed from the program in February. Downey has to finish his degree at Iowa State before he can compete for the Hawkeyes, and he plans to do so with online classes while competing in freestyle tournaments. High school football in the area got started last night with a couple of Week 0 games. Lone Tree beat Central City 26-18, and HLV beat Waco 67-20. There are more games tonight, including Springville and West Central. Recently promoted former Colonel Clark Beaker was named a Midwest League postseason All-Star today, making the team as one of two right-handed starters. The Colonels made a roster move yesterday as well, activating third baseman Travis Blankenhorn off the 7-day DL, but also placing infielder Amoris Minier on the 7-day DL. They also beat the Burlington Bees 8-0 in the series finale. Royce Lewis was 2-for-5 with an RBI. Aaron Whitefield was 3-for-5 with 3 RBI. They're back home tonight beginning a 4-game series with the Beloit Snappers. It's Anthony Marzi on the hill for Cedar Rapids, and that game is scoreless in the second. We also have the Twins for you tonight. They split a doubleheader with the Indians yesterday and are set to begin a 3-game series with the Diamondbacks tonight. They'll have Irvin Santana taking on Zach Godley. That's going to start right after the show, and you can hear it on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
For the all-new McGrath Volkswagen of Marion, here is Pat McGrath.
When we had the opportunity to add Volkswagen to the McGrath family of dealerships, we didn't hesitate for a moment. With the high level of performance and dollar-for-dollar value in every Volkswagen, we were meeting the needs of drivers who appreciate the exceptional. And that's the beauty of Volkswagen.
Performance and value are yours at the all-new McGrath Volkswagen of Marion. But for Pat McGrath, Volkswagen is more than just a vehicle.
We love Volkswagen because so many people have enjoyed a Volkswagen moment. A road trip in a microbus, seeing how many you could cram into a Beetle. Volkswagen is fun. Take a test drive at either McGrath Volkswagen location and you'll love it too.
The all-new McGrath Volkswagen of Marion, the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and 7th Avenue.
Dollar for dollar, Volkswagen delivers great value. And as you have for 65 years, count on us for a great ownership experience. McGrath Volkswagen of Marion, online, McGrathAuto.com.
Dave Austed here from Austed's Golf. You've been waiting to buy that new driver or golf shirt till it goes on sale, right? Well, wait no more. Austed's end of summer clearance sale is on now. Savings up to 60% on brands you want at the lowest prices of the year. Have our award-winning club fitters get you in the right equipment, regardless of the price. Shop Austed's now for our end of summer sale and save up to 60% store-wide and online at Austed's.com. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
For the all-new McGrath Volkswagen of Marion, here is Pat McGrath.
When we had the opportunity to add Volkswagen to the McGrath family of dealerships, we didn't hesitate for a moment. With the high level of performance and dollar-for-dollar value in every Volkswagen, we were meeting the needs of drivers who appreciate the exceptional. And that's the beauty of Volkswagen.